I never thought I'd resort to using a computer to try and find love, cause that stuff's just for losers. But there must be others like me who simply work a lot and are too busy to meet people, so I guess it's worth a shot. Okay, let's pick a username, something amusing that conveys my sense of humour and is guaranteed to woo the babes. Everything I choose is lame. I use my first name and birthday, I bet no one else will do the same. Now it's time to find a profile pic, something tasty that the ladies won't be able to resist. I'll take one from Facebook. Actually wait, unconscious with a knob on my face isn't a great look. But finally I fill out my profile creatively. How often do you drink? Occasionally. Do you smoke? Yeah, but not regularly though. A few more tweaks, hit save, and I'm ready to go. But when defining someone becomes such a hard chore, I've had enough of bar crawls and dance floors. All I'm after is a partner who can make me cry with laughter and who looks like Mrs. Carter.
Is that too much to ask for?
But when defining someone becomes such a hard chore, I've had enough of bar crawls and dance floors. All I'm after is a partner who can make me cry with laughter and who looks like Mrs. Carter.
Is that too much to ask for?
Now I'm browsing through profiles to take a peek, and the result are underwhelming to say the least. I know you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but if these are their best photos, then how bad are the others? I pick a few that look promising, or at first it seems, but as I read on I notice some reoccurring themes. A lot of similar pictures and words arise, so as I dig deeper I start reading between the lines. If she says that she's bubbly, don't be fooled or misled, cause that's code for not the sharpest tool in the shed. And if she says that she's curvy, that generally means that when she sees vending machines she empties and cleans. And with their photos I also notice a couple things. Camera angles designed to hide their double chins. I know that the camera never tells lies, but I beg to differ if they're ever held high. When defining someone becomes such a hard chore, I've had enough of bar crawls and dance floors. All I'm after is a partner who can make me cry with laughter and who looks like Mrs. Carter.
Is that too much to ask for?
When defining someone becomes such a hard chore, I've had enough of bar crawls and dance floors. All I'm after is a partner who can make me cry with laughter and who looks like Mrs. Carter.
Is that too much to ask for?
I get a notification, and for a moment I'm filled with hope and elation, cause this could be the most important message I'm ever about to view. I take a deep breath and open it.
Hey hun, how are you?
I send out a few but get no responses back. I'm about to jack it in when someone new wants to chat. She's into movies, music and cookery too, but she's a looker to boot. This is too good to be true. Over the coming weeks we correspond regularly. I can't believe it, it feels like it was meant to be. Eventually we agree to meet in person. It's the first time in ages I've actually felt nervous. I'd love to tell you that the story ended happily, but that rarely ever happens in reality. Let's just say the pictures she had provided made her liable in court for false advertising. When defining someone becomes such a hard chore, I've had enough of bar crawls and dance floors. All I'm after is a partner who can make me cry with laughter and who looks like Mrs. Carter.
Is that too much to ask for?
When defining someone becomes such a hard chore, I've had enough of bar crawls and dance floors. All I'm after is a partner who can make me cry with laughter and who looks like Mrs. Carter. And he's just as good a dancer. He's equally at home with a glass of Carver or lager. Who's smart enough to graduate from Harvard with a master's? Who isn't into drama? With breasts like Dolly Parton and preferably a rich father. Is that too much to ask for? Well, is it? I don't think so. I mean, all that stuff's just standard, right? Okay, maybe she doesn't have to be a dancer, but everything else is essential. I mean, okay, she doesn't have to have an actual master's degree from Harvard, but she's got to be smart. And, you know, the rich dad thing, I guess I could take or leave. But everything else is strictly non-negotiable. Apart from the Lager and Carver thing. And the Beyonce thing, obviously. But anything else is a deal breaker. I mean, what's even left after that, you know? But I'm not trying to be a dick, but I've just got high standards. And I know what I'm looking for, you know? Yeah. Funny and boobs, yeah.